tried to find somebody new, but I found out it wouldn't do, cause I'd rather be alone than with somebody new. And it's all your fault when I'm a grandpa. If my grandkids don't call you grandma, I'll just tell them it's all your fault.
Did you say?
I hope you don't think I'm terrible.
I think you're great.
But that's the way I am. I can't be any other way. There's no, yeah. You know, a long time, I tried to be like Mama taught me to be, real ladylike and have a lot of poise and.
I think you are.
No, listen. See, I was supposed to have poise and be. I was supposed to be like Francis Preston.
Oh.
That was, Francis is head of me and my, and Mama, that's her ideal.
Yeah.
Of a way a lady should be.
Right.
You know, and be, when you know, to do it in a friendly way when you don't like something, but say it in the nice way. But I never could do that.
Right.
I just have to say what I think.
Right.
And so Mama says, why can't you be more like Francis? And I said, Mama, I'm about as much like Francis as Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm. If you ever saw Francis, you'd know what I mean. She's elegant.
Yeah.
My mama was elegant, too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not elegant.
Yeah.
And if you ever see me, you'll know that, too.
Well, some people's job, it's your job to be Cindy Walker.
That's all I can be anyway.
Right.
But anyway.
Didn't you live up in like Lakeport or?
In Lake County.
Lake County up by Clear Lake?
Oh, when I wrote the songs for the, there was 8 pictures. And there was 39 songs to be written. And our apartment in Hollywood, we had a lot of friends, and they'd be coming in and out and all that, you know, and if I was busy, well, they'd love to be. Mama was the celebrity in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they loved Mama. They loved to be with her and hear her, you know, and hear her play. And I told Papa, I said, I don't know whether I'm going to be able to concentrate with that many songs with all the coming and going. He said, well, don't worry about it. He says, we'll find a place away from here. And so he found this place up in just above San Francisco.
Right.
It's Lake County. And, oh, it was the loveliest place you ever saw. They had a pier. He leased it.
Mm-hmm.
And there was a pier that where you could go fishing on Clear Lake. It was a gorgeous lake.
What part of Clear Lake was that, in Lakeport or?
No, it was just above San Francisco in Lucerne.
Lucerne, that's
California.
Yeah, Lucerne. Okay.
Uh huh. And you're in California. That's why. Let me see. Have you ever been to Clear Lake?
About 1,000 times.
Oh, you don't mean it.
I sure
Isn't
have
it
been.
Gorgeous.
Yeah, I love Clear Lake. I've been out water skiing on Clear Lake. I've been fishing on Clear Lake.
Oh, well, I've been fishing, and I used to. They had a pier.
They had the hot springs.
Huh?
Did you ever go to the soda baths? The hot soda baths they had
yes,
there.
Yes, but you do you know what?
What?
They, Mama and Papa went, but they said it was kind of weedy.
Yes.
The last time, and so they didn't think I'd care for it, so I never did get to go.
Right.
But anyway. And they had a canoe on this place. I'm trying to listen. Did you ever hear of the Ross Building in San Francisco?
Yes.
Well, the people that owned that place, it was a hunting lodge kind of a place. They owned the Ross Building in San Francisco.
Right.
And Mr. Ross had passed away, and his wife and daughter, they would go up to Clear Lake to visit and everything, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But they wanted to lease the place. They weren't going to come back for some time after Mr. Ross passed away. And it had 5 bedrooms.
Wow.
And it had a great big living room with the piano already in there. It was just like, it was marvelous.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, and but one the day, and that's where I'd write all my songs.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't mean to brag or anything, but see, the way this was handled, they would give me the script, the producers.
Right.
And I'd take it home, go to San Francisco, Papa drives back to San Francisco, above San Francisco. I'd write the songs, then I'd bring them down to Hollywood, and I'd play them for the Leo Barcia, for the, he was the producer.
Yeah.
For him to pass on. And then if he passed on them, then the all of the band boys, not all of them, but Leon McAuliffe,
right,
and I can't think of all of their names right off the handle.
Elvin Chamblin,
he was the guitar, the wonderful guitar player,
right.
There's about four or five, okay. and Mama would play. We'd go up to the ballroom of the Hollywood Plaza.
Yeah.
And they'd all meet me there, and Mama would play the piano, and the boys would learn the songs after they'd been passed on.
Right.
And that Leon McAuliffe.
Right.
He was like Mama. He could hear a song twice and sing every note of it.
Wow.
And we never had a harsh word between any of us.
Really?
Bob never was there.
Well, those guys were a whole bunch of open-minded guys.
Oh, were they wonderful musicians?
They created a whole thing that nobody was doing before, so they had to be.
And Mama could play Western Swing just as good as they could.
All right.
Yeah, and I'd sing the song.
Al Strickland was the piano player, right?
No, Al Strickland wasn't with him. His name was Kelso.
Oh, Millard Kelso.
The piano player was.
Right.
At that time. I can't, but I know Elton Chamblin, Leon McAuliffe, Kelso, and a Junior, let's see, what was
Junior
his
Bernard.
Name? Yes. How'd you know? He was there. And those were the ones that learned the tunes.
Uh-huh.
And then after they learned the tunes, well, I'd go back to the studio, pick up the next script, take it home. I had one week, and at the most 7 days or 8 days to write the songs to the script.
Wow, that's pressure.
Well, but let me tell you one thing that I want you to know.
Okay.
About Bob Wills.
Yes.
My dad was always worried about he didn't know if I could handle that much pressure. I'm pretty young, don't you see?
Right.
And he was protective, more of my my mind. That's all I can think of right now.
Right.
He didn't want me disappointed, and so he said to Bob Wills, this was before it all started, he went with the boys and me and my dad to introduce me to the producer for him to hear some of the songs I had written, because they had picked somebody else, and Bob Wills didn't care for the songs that they had written.
Right.
For it. So that's why he asked me if I'd write the songs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, Papa said, "Well, says Bob, says, do you think Cindy can do that?" He says, "No, I don't want her to start something she can't do." He said, "Do you believe that she can write 39 songs?" And you know what Bob said?
What?
He said, "Pop," he said, "I don't think she can." He said, "I know she can." And that's all I needed.
All right.
Yeah. So if that's what he said. And so I knew I could do it.
So Bob Wills was like you, huh?
I don't know. But that's what he told. That's what he said.
He said,
I don't think she can do it. He said, I know she can do it.
Right.
So, like I said, I didn't have one song turned down. So 39 songs for his pictures.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm riding. I'm riding for my rancho tonight.
Ranch house tonight.
Your home. Someday they'll live again, sweetheart.
89.7 KFJC, the Cindy Walker special. Who wrote that song?
And that was Cindy Walker with When My Blue Moon Turns to Go. Bob Wills did Writing for My Rancho.
When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again. I'm sorry. Oh. It just kind of doesn't fit on that screen. It's a long song title.
Thanks. Bob Wills did Hot Lick Fiddlin' Man. Before the interview, we heard Bob Wills doing It's All Your Fault and Miss Molly and Cherokee Maiden.
The It's All Your Fault, a rare 78, Stompin' Steve?
Yeah, it's never been reissued on LP or CD, and that was Leah McAuliffe doing that, I guess the first version of it. That's from that very first session where she had those four songs that were done by Bob and the boys. And, of course, that song went on to be a big hit for Wade Ray and recorded by others later on, but that's, I guess, the first version of that on record.
That's an example. To me, that's an example of one of her songs that I've heard.
Yes.
And heard and heard, and all of a sudden I go, she wrote that?
Yeah, exactly.
At this point in her career, Cindy Walker is becoming more and more recognized as a songwriter, and people are seeking her out, and then she's seeking other people out. She had her recording career. It was a 5-year contract with Decca Records, and she wanted bad to get out of that because her songs, although she enjoyed singing them, they didn't really chart except for When My Blue Moon Turns to Gold Again,
which she didn't write, but
right, which was a cover song.
Yeah,
hers.
And still, you know, she was unlike a lot of songwriters. She had a good enough voice to be able to be you know, recording star and all, but her forte was songwriting, and I'm sure she wanted to get other people to do her songs.
Well, when she wrote a song for a specific person in mind and went after him, and then it became a hit, her record company would ask her how come she didn't keep that for herself. And so she just got tired of that, and so just gave up that part of her life and went on to writing songs. So right now, let's go. We'll start mixing all the records up with different recordings and different artists that she's written songs for. But right now, here's Blue Bonnet Lane, one of the first songs that she wrote for Bob Wills to hook him on her songwriting on KFJC.
And who wrote that song?
Thank you. me again of a girl with eyes like the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane. I can see a pale moon rising above a blue misty plain, and I walk again with my darling way down in Blue Bonnet Lane. Oh, the sweet happy hours in my heart, they will always remain, like the sweet fragrance of the flowers that grew down in Blue Bonnet Lane.
This portion of the Cindy Walker Special is brought to you in part by Sims Records in Nashville, Tennessee. Sims Records has specialized in gospel, western swing, country, R&B, and rock since 1952. Sims Records can be reached at 615-297-4447.
The jukebox low and let me sit and reminisce while I pretend that she is sitting here with me the way she did not long ago. We used to paint the town red and dance until two. Well, I don't paint it red no more, but I'm painting it blue. He stole her love, I know, but he can't stop me, Joe, from having just a dream or two. Memory in the room, a memory that walks, a memory that talks and haunts me everywhere I go. I'm just a fool who loves her and will till I die, from the very first hello until the last goodbye. And this is it, you know. So fill two glasses, Joe, then leave me here alone to cry.
Had me a gal in Tulsa, and I thought she was my own. But she up and left me for a waddy from San Antonio. She didn't even tell me that she was leaving me. Now I'm the lonesomest cowboy down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues as blue as I can be. That old lobo howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. Got a long, long, lonesome feeling that I just can't seem to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy singing the cowboy blues. I'll sell my horse and saddle and catch me a cattle train. Leave my troubles behind me and I'll never come back again. And if you ever see her, just tell her this for me. She made me the lonesomest cowboy down in the cow country. Got the cowboy blues as blue as I can be. That old bull howling at the moon ain't got a thing on me. Got a long gone lonesome feeling that I just can't seem to lose. I'm just a lonesome cowboy singing the cowboy blues.
Trail to happy hearts will go. steady glow of the moonlight down the honeymoon trail, whispering wind will bring serenades to sing through the June night. And while the breezes sigh their little sonnet, a lucky star will glow so you can wish upon it. And the magic of love sonnet, a lucky star will glow so you can wish upon it, and the magic of love will send its light over honeymoon trail to
grandmother, my grandmother Walker. She was ranch people. They settled, her people settled the panhandle of Texas. And she had friends, you know, ranch friends that lived in Oklahoma. And so she had kept clippings about the dust storms and everything. Mm-hmm. And I found the clippings one day, and I was reading about the dust storms.
Yeah.
How they had to leave a lot of the ranches because there wasn't any water or any grass. And oh, it was just, I just cried. And I was 12 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very, very touched about it, and I couldn't get it out of my mind. I had to write a song about it to get it, you know, to sort of get it out of my system.
Yeah.
And that's why I wrote Dusty Skies. And my grandfather, like I told you, he was the only one that really paid any attention to my songwriting.
Mm-hmm.
But he'd always listen. And I said, Daddy, I want to sing you something that I wrote. And so he listened to it, and he says, oh, he said, I don't care who wrote that. That's a good song. And I was just thrilled to death, of course. Of course, it was several years before anybody ever heard it.
Right.
Moving on,
yeah.
Sand. just can't breathe in this air. Thought it would soon be clear and fair. But dust storms played hell with land and folks as well.
Yeah.
Got to be moving somewhere. Hate to leave the old ranch so bare, but I got to be moving somewhere. So get along, dogies, we're moving off of this range. Never thought is how I'd make a change. But the blue skies have failed, so we're on our last trail underneath these dusty skies. This ain't tears in my eyes.
No, no.
Just sand from these dusty skies.
When you're feeling sad, tired of being blue, get yourself a new broom.
Did I?
When you're feeling sad, tired of being blue, get yourself a new broom. And this is what you do, start to sweep in the clouds, causing all the gloom. Sweep away your troubles with a new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack, there's a blue sky. Neath the clouds of black, so sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. Feeling old, make yourself a clean sweep. Though they're going slow, if you keep right on, boy, you're gonna find pretty soon you're bound to hit the sunshine. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack, there's a blue sky. Neath the clouds of black, so sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack till the sun shines, comes a shining back. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. Dark through your window pane, then you look for the sun and only see the rain. Don't you fold your hands, waiting for your doom, and begin to sweeping with a new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack, there's a blue sky. Neath the clouds of black, so sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. So sweep, sweep, keep a sweeping jack till the sun shines, comes a shining back. So sweep, sweep, sweep away the gloom to the boogie rhythm of the new broom. To the boogie rhythm of the new broom. To the boogie rhythm of the new broom.
Hello, KFJC.
Oscar.
Hi.
Great show.
Hey, thanks.
Hey, can I make a request?
Sure.
Play some Metallica.
Are you listening to your radio?
I've got it on, and I've been looking at it.
On 89.7?
I think... Can you play...
Did you notice that we were doing a Cindy Walker special?
No way! Really? Hey, can you play Metallica after Cindy?
Thanks for calling.
tell me that it's wrong. If I park in the dark, you sing that same old song. It ain't nice to kiss you twice, you tell me all along. But honey, if it feels so right, then how can it be wrong?
Junior. Yeah.
You see, I love to hold you near.
Well, of course.
Gosh, oh gee, can't you see, there's not a thing to fear. I love you, yes I do, my love for you is strong. So honey, if it feels so right, then how can it be wrong? To hold you tight, you tell me that it's wrong. If I park in the dark, you sing that same old song. You kiss me once, you kiss me twice, you make my heart go bong. But honey, if it feels so right, then how can it be wrong?
From the past, tracked up by footsteps that travel too fast, till it's just a shabby heart that don't care too much. But all that it needs is a real woman's touch. Your love could sweep out the dust of regret that I hadn't noticed till after we'd met. And I know that maybe I'm asking too much, but my heart needs you and a real woman's touch. So take it and make it shining and new. Nobody else can do it but you. And hold out those arms that I've needed so much. Those arms with a real woman's touch. Shining and new. Nobody else can do it but you. And hold out those arms that I've needed so much. Those arms with a real woman's touch.
KFJC, Ernest Tubb doing A Woman's Touch. Bob Wills did How Can It Be Wrong. Al Dexter did New Broom Boogie. We heard Bob Wills and the Texas Playboys doing Dusty Skies and Honeymoon Trail. Gene Autry with Cowboy Blues. Ernest Tubb again with Two Glasses Joe. And Bob Wills with Blue Bonnet Lane.
And all written by Cyndi Walker. If you don't know what we're doing right now, we're doing a seven-hour, well, we're about 2 hours into a, almost 2 hours into a seven-hour tribute to Cyndi Walker, one of America's greatest songwriters, definitely one of the, America's greatest female songwriters, or the greatest.
Sure.
I mean, started in 1940 and writing songs even today as we speak, probably writing one. Just a virtual machine of... stuff. Of course, the Bob Wills Honeymoon Trail and Bob Wills How Can It Be Wrong is also another rarity that Snob and Steve brought up here. And you said that's Jimmy Widener? Or?
Yeah, one of two Jimmy Wideners that was with Bob Wills. One was a guitar player. I think that one was from Arkansas, and the vocalist there, Jimmy Widener from Oklahoma, who is still around.
Cool. Ernest Tubbs did many many of her songs. I think he did
quite a few.
20 or maybe more than that.
I got five on the one collection I got, and that's only tip of the iceberg of all the tunes he made.
And there's about 15 on the one collection I have, so
yeah, easily.
We'll be making lots of Ernest Tubbs on the air. I always want to put an S on the end of his name.
I guess it depends on where you come from.
Ernest Tubbs.
Yeah, you know, I some people do that, and I just where I come from, it's there's no S.
And right now, we're going to listen to Grandpa Jones. Telling a little bit about Cyndi Walker. He does Pliny Jane, which is one of her songs, on the Grand Ole Opry until very recently. I don't think he's performing anymore, but
no.
We got a chance to talk to him, and then we're going to play his wife, Ramona Jones, who's doing a Cyndi Walker song called Send Me a Rose. So here it is on KFJC.
And who wrote that song?
And we playing dates sometimes way up in Maine or somewhere. And we'd come back home, come back to Boston, and that we'd have an early morning show. And this boy with me, Harmonica Joe is called, and we would sit around, you know, like the dead lice was dropping off of us. And, you know, we'd be tired.
Yeah.
And, he'd say, come on, get up here to the mic. You're just like an old grandpa. Well, people got to writing in saying, how old is that old man? And I sounded funny, you know, to him up there in New England.
Right.
And Bradley got the idea, and he gave me some boots that I still wear.
Yeah, I saw those on the Grand Ole Opry backstage show.
And I've had that ever since. That is 1935.
Wow. How many times have you had those resold?
Well, about four times, and that's only from the dressing room to the stage.
Oh, I see.
I've worn them on almost every show I ever done since then.
All right. When did you get on the Grand Ole Opry?
I've been, this year was 1946, I guess, because I've been on it 50 years.
All right. Sometimes on the Grand Ole Opry, you do a Cyndi Walker song.
I sure do, and I wish I had 10 more just like it, but 10 more that she writes.
Yeah.
She writes some beautiful songs, and also she writes some a good... a banjo tune once in a while.
She does?
Yes. Pliny Jane is what we do with it that she wrote.
Right.
Yeah.
When
she writes some beautiful songs, too, you know.
When did you start doing Pliny Jane?
Oh, we've been doing it a good while, Pliny Jane. And it fits the banjo so good, you know.
Yeah. Well, You want to say howdy to Cyndi and tell her something?
Hi, Cyndi. Why don't you come and see us? We haven't seen you for so long, and we wish you'd come, and we'll fix you a big meal so we can talk a long time. Ramona has been in New Mexico. Her and my youngest daughter, Lisa, we went out there. I mean, they went out there just driving. and they'll be home tonight late. And I really like to see you.
All right.
Just come and see us, will you?
KFJC. This is Oscar Hawks live in the KFJC studios, reminding you that this is a 1996 Mayhem special. Cindy Walker, who wrote that song, and we're rebroadcasting it because she was a fantastic person and needs to be played again, in my opinion. But hope you're enjoying that. And want you to know that KFJC has Cine 16 happening tonight from 7 p.m. to 9:30 in the Appreciation Hall, showing several films, and you can go to kfjc.org to find more information on that as well. But let's go back into the Cindy Walker special, who wrote that song, on 89.7 KFJC.
Pine Jane, Piney Jane, I'll meet you neath the pine, way down in the piney woods when the moon begins.
Clink, clink, clank, says the harper, fiddly, lily, loo, says the piper, yiddle-ding, says the fiddler, sing.
Of all the girls in all this world, there's none like Piney Jane.
Piney Jane, a pretty thing, and everywhere she goes, every place she puts her foot, a little flower grows. Some folks see the little stars just only when it's night, but I see stars just any time that Piney holds me tight.
Piney Jane, I'll meet you neath the pine, way down in the piney woods when the moon begins to shine.
Clink, clink, clank, says the harper, fiddly, lily, loo, says the piper, yiddle-ding, says the fiddler, sing.
Of all the girls in all this world, there's none like Piney Jane.
Deppers
cheeks nice and blue and lips like sugar cane. Lord have mercy on my soul, I love Pliny Jane. If I had a pot of gold, I'd buy a diamond ring as big as old Rock Mountain for that hand of Pliny Jane.
Pliny Jane, Pliny Jane, I'll meet you neath the pine. Way down in the piney woods when the moon begins to shine.
Clink, clink, clank, says the harper, fiddle, lily, loo, says the piper, yiddle-ding, says the fiddler, sing.
Of all the girls in all this world, there's none like Piney Jane.
I could dance with Piney Jane until I lose my breath, but just to hold her in my arms, I danced myself to death. First time I met Pliny Jane, old Cupid took his dart and reared right back and let it fly smack dab into my heart.
Pliny Jane, I'll meet you neath the pine. Way down in the piney woods when the moon begins to shine.
Clink, clink, clank, says the harper, fiddle, lily, loo, says the piper, yiddle-ding, says the fiddler, sing.
Of all the girls in all this world, there's none like Pliny Jane.
Young men, pay attention to me.
I'm a man of the world and a sad one, you'll see. When I got married, my troubles began, and love has been the ruin of many a young man. Sold my sweet freedom to purchase a wife, and she repaid me by wrecking my life. She said that she loved me, but oh, how she lied. She tormented me until I nearly died. Thought that I couldn't suffer much more, but one night I came home and found on the door a note which read, I hope you'll understand, for I've gone away with a much better man. Took all my money and I took to drink. I've lost all my friends and my soul too, I think. So scorn the women, young men, if you can, for love has been the ruin of a many young man.
Shoes fast enough. I get all out of breath, cause I love him to death. He's my big mountain hill, Billy Bill. Hilly Bill,
Hilly Bill,
Hilly Bill. He's my big mountain hill, Billy Bill. I can't eat for a week when he kisses my cheek. He's my big mountain hill, Billy Bill. says that I sing like a thrush in spring. It sure gives me a thrill, and my heart truly pitched when he said, let's get hitched, I'm your big mountain hillbilly Bill. Hillbilly Bill, hillbilly Bill,
hillbilly Bill,
he's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. I get all out of breath cause I love him to death. He's my big mountain hillbilly Bill. He's my big mountain hillbilly man.
Now, Jake, would you quit crying, please? Now, what can I do? Now, please, if I turn on Cindy Walker on KFJC, will you stop crying? Oh, great.
I want to ride and yodel while I'm riding on the beside me on those wide rolling plains. Let the world go by neath the sunny sky where it never, never rains. And settle down in some little cow town on the